Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
They should do more of that woo-woo-woo in there. I like that.
I thought that was
Girl,
just enough.
Girl, you're looking so good. What you doing all the way over there? Come on.
Is that what they say?
No, I just put that part. I was, you know.
That's her idea of making a move, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's easy
because you'd fall for that, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
A guy would, though. Any guy would fall for that. Dudes will fall for it. They're like, oh, my God, she's using a line on me. She wants to bang me. I got to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right.
God, guys are easy. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's funny walking around like your own house, you know, in the morning. Like it's funny, how? Just in that, as I left this sort of like little space that I'm in, and I walk over and I fill up my coffee, and I can hear the music going, and I realize I've been yapping, and you know we're all in here laughing. Like it's we've got our own little weird world.
It's like
in here,
virtual
like
virtual world. Yeah.
Like my work is I get up early and I hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like that is such a strange, concept. I like it though, you know, and I can look out my window at my own yard. You know, it's like it's just such a. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to, you know, have a little gratitude for what I got going on here. I like it. It's nice.
It's healthy.
Is it? You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Could be grateful. Yeah.
Well, sure. Yes, you should spend a little time being grateful. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
I just went and moved my car.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. See, that's easy.
You know, because the trash men are coming in my cul-de-sac, and I was like. Gotta move that car out of the way, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like a 10-point turn.
Oh, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
For like, him, you mean?
For the trash guy. That's
for him.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's very considerate of you.
And I'm grateful for them. So that's
well, they take know, things was, away.
Mm-hmm. You're a very nice
wherever
boy.
That is.
Wherever that yeah. goes. Yeah.
Wherever that is. Sure.
Oh,
I know. It's nice. Anyway, good morning. Happy Tuesday. We got three more days till Friday. We're not going to get to hear
Do
that.
You want
to? Sure. We got three more
days till Friday. I figured you sang it already, so.
I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want.
I still can never remember the words out of there. Somebody would tell me.
Something. Yeah. Well, I wish somebody would tell me.
Mm. Ooh, that's all I really want. Uh-huh. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Check out Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley's podcast on the Odyssey.
Odyssey app.
There's a new episode every Wednesday. Subscribe on the Odyssey.
Odyssey app.
It's on Thursday this week. He's busy. He's got some Warren Miller. He's got Warren Miller stuff to do. He just texted. You know, Johnny's the guy. I don't know if everybody has this friend, but he's the one. He texts you something. I can't do the show Tuesday and I can't figure out a time on Wednesday. Puts his phone down and like leaves for 6 hours. So we're all like, oh, well,
When can you do the show?
6 hours later, he's like, Thursday? And then he puts his phone down and leaves for another 6 hours.
Thursday, what time?
And we're like, Bryn, does that work for you? Bryn weighs right in. Yes, I can make that work. You know, what time are we talking about? And then, you know, this morning I woke up and was there anything this morning? Did he has he written back about it?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, right. Guitar John got on him, so that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Ah, Guitar John.
Up to 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but Guitar John, he's tough. He's
lassoed him.
Yeah.
Well, he's also up till whatever time.
That's true. So John can actually respond. Mm-hmm. The Oscars happened a couple days ago, and
I know, just no one cared.
You know the problem is that we didn't see any movies this year.
That's not entirely true because I honestly believe most years we don't see the movies that the Oscars are dealing with. All the time, the big blockbusters aren't part of the Oscars.
Most of the time, they're not. Unless they're, or they'll be nominated in like achievement in sound design
right.
or something.
Right.
You know, though, there are people who are like, I like the Oscars and I will make a point of seeing the Oscar nominated movies. I'll go to a movie theater and see these things and figure out a way to see
them.
No,
I do get your point that we've seen less movies than even in years past. But yes. I also think that these award shows have run their course to some
extent. I 100% agree with that. I have hated award shows for so long. But some people, they love them and they throw a party and they have their little bingo things. Mm-hmm. It's all fine. If that's what you like, it's great. Oh my God. Corey Rosen was hot and heavy with us. Like, come on, don't you guys want it? I'm like, I don't really. Because you know why?
You know you want it. Come on. This is so fun.
And worse than anything this year is like anybody who had a good movie to put out decided to wait. Because they wanted people to go see it in theaters and they wanted life to get back to normal.
Well, it did give a bunch of smaller movie makers, newer movie makers, unknown names, an opportunity to be recognized. And
because
I think
people
that's
were
great.
Still watching stuff and the streaming was great this year. Being able to see stuff same day. I'll pay for that. It's still cheaper than going out to the movies. So the days of appointment television are they're disappearing.
That's what it comes down to, I think. I was thinking this as we were sort of starting the conversation. Really, as they continue to compare their ratings and they, you know, each year they go, oh, the ratings are down again. Uh-oh. They're going to keep going down. That doesn't mean they don't have a worthwhile audience. Hmm. Like, farm the audience you got, do the best show you can, and stop trying to compare it to the, I don't know, Oscars of the 80s when there were no other shows on competing
there
against it.
There were no other shows. Other options.
That's the deal. You're going to have people who have better things to do and better things to watch, and only your hardcore fans are going to be there for you.
And there are hardcore fans.
And there's
there
still
people
a huge audience.
Total film, it's half of what it was last year. So anyway, it's the Oscars leading the charge to obscurity. Sunday's Oscars were the lowest rated of all time. 9.85 million viewers, which is down 58% from last year's 23 million. Last year, they aired, I think it was February 9th. I wrote the date down here. February 9th, 2020. So they got in under the pandemic wire. Like, we were still going to movies. Life was more or less normal here in America, anyway. And 23.64 million people watched the Oscars last year. So, because there were people had seen some of the movies. This year, yikes, there's just been, even as they were reading the Best Picture nominees, I was like, well, I saw. Wait, Borat was not nominated for Best Picture, was it?
Good. I don't know.
Thank God. I mean, honestly, that there were even a chance that they were going to win stuff was just silly. So, 9.8 million people watched this year. Down 58% from last year's 23 million viewers. It's also the first time the show has ever scored fewer than 10 million viewers. It's been steadily dropping for years, but this is by far the biggest. I mean, an almost 60% drop in 1 year. Terrible.
That is a lot. But what is the average number one show each week bring in? More than 9? I bet not.
I don't know what the biggest appointment television
unless it's football
show is,
which of course that right. you know on any given weekend will
that
just
pulls
win
in millions and millions.
Yeah,
of
it wins everything. But I don't know.
Like, what was last week's number one rated show? And like, was it still the most watched show? It was the most watched award show of the year, which just goes to show you that no one cares about award shows. Which actually makes me feel slightly better about my feelings. But I just cannot freaking sit. They just seem so. I feel like they could do it so much quicker. If they made an hour-long show and packaged it right, I think that they could have. I mean, who's sitting around watching 3-4 hours of television, you know, where the whole time you're just waiting through ads for the next announcement and another person you don't know getting up on stage and talking? Oh, my God. The whole thing is flawed. Anyway. God, I hate it. Speaking of the Oscars, just a couple things. Chadwick Boseman's family does not feel that he was snubbed. They're not mad at Anthony Hopkins for winning Best Actor. They say every nominated actor deserved that. And just because Chadwick didn't get it doesn't mean he was snubbed. And it's not Anthony's fault that the show ended without an acceptance speech from him. Sources say that he was pleading. He was at home in Wales. And he said, look, I would love to Zoom in. And they said, no, we're not doing that. And there were people who were, I guess they would set up like maybe a satellite thing for you, because there were definitely people who were not on site, who were elsewhere and accepting. No one sitting in there.
I didn't get to see any of those, so I don't know if how that looked or how it sounded.
It looked like a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
But, it, you know, because, and they put usually, and they always do this, they put the five nominees and the category up on the TV. So, you know, everyone's in a little square. I don't know why they were so worried about someone being in a Zoom square as opposed to a chair in the theater square. They refused to let him zoom in. So Anthony Hopkins, he wound up doing a speech that came out yesterday morning from his home in Wales. It looked lovely there.
Mm-hmm.
So the 93rd ever Academy Awards, lowest rated ever, and I say, I really feel like go away, because I feel an obligation to watch them because of my job, and I hate them so much that actually hurts me inside.
Does it?
No, but you know, I feel like I should like them. I feel like what's wrong with me that I don't like them.
Well, this is what I think, that there was a time when our movie stars had mystery and the tippy top of glitz and glamour and that movie star aura. And all that has been removed thanks to reality television and other
social
cream
media.
Crap.
Media.
You can see, you're right, Vinny. I think that's a great point.
And so we just don't have that same fascination with them at all. There does, you know, it used to be about what are they like? Oh my God.
I haven't seen them since their last picture.
She could be the most beautiful human being on the entire face of the earth right now. Look at that person shine, you know, like it doesn't have, we don't have that anymore.
No,
I just don't think
don't.
That's there.
And so, we see well. Our stars in just like half undressed, having coffee on their balcony. Like that's, you know, that's a regular, we're in these people's lives.
No
if
doubt.
If you want that. More Charlize Theron, follow her on Instagram.
Right.
She's on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Google her.
Yeah, Google her. Google her.
And I don't doubt that there's something, you know, equally special about that you're sort of in their life in a different way, and if you're into celebrity then maybe
great.
That's more satisfying for you that you do get to see them eat toast or whatever.
Yeah.
What kind of toast are they eating?
Also, like on YouTube, if you just go on say Oscars 2021, it says winners and biggest moments of the night,
right?
And there's
all
that
there. You don't have to watch the
show up mm-hmm. at a certain time to right. watch it. So you know, on demand for you.
Yeah. Anyway, it still got all the ratings it wanted. You know, it beat all the other shows. So I guess it has that going for it. And I guess people will watch clips of it. Maybe that counts for something. Who knows? Next up, look, I don't know who's paying $2 million for a pair of sneakers, but someone basically did. Kanye West had a pair of Yeezys, and they're the Nike Air Yeezy 1. They were a prototype, and he wore them to the Grammys. They're just black leather sneakers. They have a strap over the top, and then they have that little doohickey that tightens up the laces at the top, so they have that. It's some special thing. They just sold for $1.8 million. He wore these at the 08 Grammys, so they're old. I don't even know who had
them. Well, I don't think he makes Yeezys with Nike, so this is... makes what makes them unique. I think he makes Yeezys with Adidas, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are really unique
Air
in that
Yeezy
sense.
One. Mm-hmm. This is the first time a pair of sneakers has sold for over $1 million, and it sold for almost two. It completely shatters the record for the most expensive pair of sneakers ever sold. It's the first pair over $1 million, nearly tripling the previous high. There's a 1985 pair of Nike Air Jordan 1s that Michael Jordan wore when he broke a backboard during a preseason game in Italy. And that pair is the highest sale price ever for a pair of sneakers, and it sold for $615,000. And now Kanye shoes have sold for $1.8 million. It was, so the Michael Jordan one sold last year, so he held the record for like a year. Something called Rares, a sneaker investment marketplace, are the ones who shelled out just about $2 million bucks to buy these, which means the chances are that they're going to resell these at some point. So start saving, everyone. I'm sure they're going to want to make their money back.
And yet, celebrity clearly remains a big deal. Like, we're just talking about how nobody really wants to watch these Oscars, but for some reason, because Yeezy wore those things.
Yep.
Did I just say that? Because Kanye West wore those things, they're worth almost $2 million.
Well, worth it to someone, right? I mean, and I have to assume that these guys didn't just come up with that figure. Like, somebody else was bidding.
So clearly, our fascination still exists. It's just changed.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, uh-oh, Gavin Newsom. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Gavin Newsom.
Uh-oh, what? Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.